G'day, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Not too bad, mate. You were at Werribee yesterday.
Yes, I was. Big morning out at Werribee. I know you've had a few of the trainers on this morning, but I thought I'd share a few of the things I learned, a few of the whispers as well about who's training the house down and who might not be as well. So I think the big news yesterday was the push for Max Dynamite. There was a real sort of whisper out there that he's absolutely flying. We heard from his track work rider, David Casey, saying that he's going just as well. He's working just as well as he was when he ran second in the race 2 years ago. We heard from Nick Williams, of course, Lloyd Williams' son, who doesn't own Max Dynamite. They have six horses in the race. And he was asked, well, who's the one that you're most worried about? And he actually said, Max Dynamite. He says, I spoke to Willie Mullins yesterday, and this horse is absolutely flying. He said, I've watched him work a couple of times, and I'd be extremely worried about this horse. He's the one I'm definitely worried about. So that was the main thing. Marmello, I spoke to his trainer, Huey Morrison, just a bit concerned about the backup there, just wondering how well the horse has come through the Caulfield Cup. But he said, look, you know, if he handles it, it's only, 17-day backup, but it's unusual for these horses. He said if he handles it, he'll be right on song there. So, and Johannes Vermeer was the other one that they give a big push to. Nick Williams was very upbeat about his chances, said no horse that they've had has come through their run this preparation better than him. So he said he's definitely ready for this. I know he's a bit of a question mark over the 2 miles, but they think he'll get it. There's no question mark for them in the camp, and they're very, very confident with him as well.
We're trying to work out this year's Melbourne Cup winner, but did we see next year's Melbourne Cup winner Saturday at Flemington?
Well, who knows? Yeah, it was one mighty performance, wasn't it, by Ace High in the Derby. He filled out sort of from the 800 to 1,000 metre mark and was three deep from then on in, and I think David Payne sort of give up, or he thought that the horse couldn't win after he was sort of posted wide for that bit. But he was very impressive. It looked a really natural stayer, and I know he's already eyeing off next year's Melbourne Cup. So it'd be hard to suggest that he probably wouldn't get there, because he's just such a stayer. He's already got a win now over the 2,500 at Flemington. And look, no doubt it depends how they come back next year. But if he comes back nice and strong, he's got to be a chance of getting into the race next year.
And Brad, we've got all these people who were involved in the Breeders' Cup in the United States of America flying out now for the Melbourne Cup, including Frankie Dettori, and Arrogate suffered another loss.
Yeah, he did yesterday. That was his farewell race. That was his third consecutive loss over there. He was unplaced in the US Breeders' Cup Classic. So an unfortunate way for him to go out. Probably proves that he shouldn't have been top pick over Winks as the best horse in the world, but that's how the ranking system works, unfortunately. But look, he's been a great horse over some time. Obviously, he's tailed off towards the latter stage of his career, but a bit of a shame that he couldn't go out on a top note. But an interesting thing from the actual meeting yesterday was a nice little form line for Tiberian, who I think is a tremendous roughie in the Melbourne Cup. He seems to be the best value. Now, there's a horse called Talismanic who won the US Breeders' Cup Turf race and at 15-1. Now, this Tiberian, who's 30-1 in the Cup tomorrow, he's actually beaten Talismanic twice this year, I think by a combined 4 lengths. He's beat him comfortably both times. Talismanic's come out and beaten Marmello a couple of months later, and you got Marmello as the favourite to Tiberian at 30-1. So there's a bit of a form line there to suggest that Tiberian can run a big race tomorrow.
And it's got the French form lines. It's won its last two starts. The French form lines are very, very strong. No tips from you today, mate. You've been too busy. Our listeners will be very, very upset.
Yeah, I didn't want to just throw one out for the sake of it. We've been flat out down here with Cup Week, and I haven't been able to spend as much time as I would have liked on the Monday meeting, but we'll have all our full Cup tips tomorrow, and we'll just dissect the race then.
Well done, Brad. We thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Talk tomorrow, Brad Davidson.
Just on the back of that, Slats, to Andrew Bensley informing me, Ballina races on a heavy 10. Jeez, they get some rain up there.
Yeah, they do.
Ballina on a heavy 10 today.